More employers are saying if you want to work here, you really need to get vaccinated or regularly tested. I'm David Brancaccio. Shares in China and Hong Kong fell sharply on Tuesday, with education and technology companies taking the biggest hits following a crackdown by regulators. The main index in Hong Kong ended the day down more than 8% since the start of the week, hitting its lowest level this year, while the Shanghai key index was down 2.5% today. Here's the BBC's business correspondent Theo Leggett.
This was the second day in a row of significant share price falls in Hong Kong. The sudden decline was triggered in part by the Beijing government's decision last week to ban private for-profit tutoring in core school subjects. Education firms hemorrhaged value as a result. But technology shares were also badly hit after the entertainment and e-commerce giant Tencent was banned from engaging in exclusive music copyright agreements and fined for unfair market practices, sparking fears of a renewed regulatory drive against the sector. The falls were not confined to shares sold in China and Hong Kong. Chinese stocks listed in the United States also saw dramatic declines in the past two trading sessions.
Market players are watching that and waiting to see what the U.S. Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, says about inflation, stimulus, and how much COVID variants hit economic growth. His briefing is due about midday tomorrow. Let's do the numbers. In the first 20 minutes of trading, the Dow is down 150 points, 0.4%, similar percentage drop for the S&P. The NASDAQ is down 0.5%. Some government employers are now ordering their staff to get COVID vaccinations or show weekly test results. State of California, New York City, the Department of Veterans Affairs among them. More organizations, including those in the private sector, may soon follow. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us with some details.
Yeah, David, New York City and the state of California are telling workers get vaccinated or take weekly COVID tests. And between the two entities, that's more than 500,000 people. The Department of Veterans Affairs, meanwhile, is requiring vaccinations for staff that interact with patients unless employees have a medical or religious exemption. Now, the VA is the first major federal agency to mandate vaccines for its workers. And Bob Wachter, who chairs UC San Francisco's Department of Medicine, told us these developments are like a dam breaking.
The pressure on employers to do this is going to grow, and I think it's going to grow pretty fast. This is really kind of a remarkable tipping point over the last couple of days when you look at the number of organizations and governments that have taken this step.
Wachter pointed to the NFL as another example. Not exactly a mandate there, but it's close. Teams where players test positive might have to forfeit games, and David, players could lose pay as well.
Now, the status of government regulations have contributed to the reluctance of companies to demand, as schools do with routine vaccinations during normal times, get vaccinated or don't come in?
Well, that's right. And that's the point Shira Shafir, a public health professor at UCLA, made to us. And she's talking about the reluctance having to do with COVID vaccines being under emergency use authorization. They don't have full FDA approval yet.
It is absolutely allowable to mandate a vaccine when it's under an emergency use. And I am optimistic that when governments such as the state of California are mandating it for their employees, that will inspire private entities as well to require vaccination.
And right now we have less than half the population fully vaccinated, David, so we have a ways to go to get to herd immunity.
Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a big week to hear how much money big tech companies have been making with spring results from Microsoft, Google's parent Alphabet, and Apple out today, and Amazon Thursday. There's the general economic surge going on, but also companies have been buying a lot of computer equipment this year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has some details on a corporate shopping spree for things that plug in.
The tech research firm Gartner is predicting that worldwide IT spending will shoot up more than 8% this year. Gartner's chief forecaster, John Lovelock, says companies are investing in technology like mobile desktops.
You can use any device that you like to connect to your desktop that's in the cloud. So whether I'm at work, whether I'm at home, whether I'm at a coffee shop, or whether I'm traveling, I can always get to my work.
Lovelock says healthcare providers are investing in IT for telehealth, and schools are continuing to pour money into virtual learning technology. And everybody's using the cloud more, padding the bottom lines of the tech titans. Even smaller companies are jumping in.
I can't say it enough. Cloud, 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 cloud.
Lance Ellicer is chief operating officer of Jurnix, which sells software to help companies track their workers' time. Ellicer figures Jurnix will increase IT spending this year by 15 to 25%. They're getting rid of their servers, storing company data in the cloud instead, partly to prevent outages if there's, say, a flood.
You know that it's your systems are still going to be up and running. It's about knowing that they are secure and compliant.
Ellicer says they use Amazon for cloud services. They rely heavily on Microsoft Teams to connect their 35 remote workers. Independent cybersecurity researcher Tiffany Strauss-Rad says remote work will continue to be the norm for many employers. She says companies are spending more on cloud services so remote workers can connect securely and to back up their data in case of a cyber attack.
It's a lot cheaper right now to prepare for should this happen to your company instead of, well, it's not going to happen to us. We're a small company.
Strauss-Rad says some firms are encrypting their data. Others are investing in the cybersecurity training sessions that many of us hate, but Strauss-Rad says can help keep hackers out. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
I'm thinking much will happen throughout the day on our money, markets, workplace culture, and innovation beats. Listen later today for my colleague Kai Ryssdal, host of Marketplace on many public radio stations. Or you can stream it from our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.